BBC News with Danielle Jaworowiecka. President Trump has posted a video on social media and appeared in other media interviews to tell the American people they should be prepared to accept that some US soldiers will die during the ongoing military strikes on Iran. Three soldiers have been confirmed dead so far and five others seriously wounded. Here's our North America editor, Sarah Smith.
That video did not make a very clear case for the American people as to why it was necessary for these US lives to have been lost, why it was so important for this conflict to be launched now, what was the imminent threat to the United States, and people will be asking him that in the days to come. He has also suggested that this might be a campaign that lasts about 4 weeks long. He said that that was what they had been planning for, that's what he's expecting, but that it is going so well at the moment, he believes that they are actually ahead of schedule.
As night fell, clouds of smoke rose above Tehran and explosions were heard as a new wave of airstrikes hit the Iranian capital. One of them hit a hospital. Kasran Naji reports.
Aid workers in Tehran say there have been dozens and dozens of strikes in the city of about 10 million people. Israel says it has attacked the heart of the capital, with planes targeting the bases and command and control centers of the Revolutionary Guard and other security forces. State TV in the north of the city was also hit, disrupting some services. Residents said the sound of explosions was almost constant.
The Israeli military says it dealt a severe blow to Iran's command and control centres in the course of Sunday's airstrikes. It said dozens of targets had been struck. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced the UK would now allow its bases to be used against Iranian missiles. Jonathan Bill reports.
Keir Starmer had earlier refused the US request to use British military bases to carry out strikes on Iran. Now he's changed his mind. The Prime Minister made clear that Britain was not joining the US-led military action. But he said the situation had changed because Iran had launched attacks across the region, which put lives in danger. Sakir said the only way to stop the threat from Iran was to destroy its weapons at source. Therefore, he said, the government would now accept the US request to use British military bases for what he called that specific, limited and defensive purpose.
Three cargo vessels were attacked near the vital Strait of Hormuz on Sunday as Iran attempts to choke off global oil supplies. OPEC has agreed to increase oil production by more than expected to restrain a price surge. Hundreds of vessels are now immobile in waters either side of the strait following warnings not to pass through. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. The UN mission in South Sudan says dozens of civilians have been killed in the north when a gang of armed youth attacked the community of Abiemnom near the border with Sudan. The mission says it's sheltering more than 1,000 civilians at its base. It's suspected the perpetrators of the pre-dawn raid were from neighbouring Unity State. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced in South Sudan this year by renewed fighting between the army and forces loyal to Vice President Riek Machar. Explosions have again been reported in the Afghan capital Kabul, with the Taliban government saying they were responding to fresh aerial attacks by the Pakistani military. Months of cross-border clashes between the two neighbours flared up again on Thursday and have seen Pakistan carry out a wave of airstrikes across Afghanistan. Islamabad has repeatedly accused the Taliban of sheltering militants who carry out attacks in Pakistan, which they deny. The number of casualties since the latest fighting erupted is disputed by both sides. The FBI says a mass shooting in Austin, Texas on Saturday may have been an act of terrorism. Two people were killed and 14 others wounded in the incident, with the suspected attacker shot and killed by police. Speaking at a news conference, the mayor of Austin, Kirk Watson, thanked the authorities.
Our hearts go out to the people that are victims of this. And I want to again reiterate my thanks to our public safety officers and officials that so rapidly were on the scene. They definitely saved lives.
The Portuguese football coach Jose Mourinho has said he will not work with his team's Gianluca Prestiani again if the Argentine player is found guilty of racism. The Benfica midfielder is under investigation by European football's governing body UEFA after he was accused by Real Madrid's Vinicius Junior of racial abuse during a Champions League match last month. Prestiani denies the allegation. BBC News.